And here's one that the most unbelievable of all. It says, kill your friends guilt-free. Now, obviously,
hey Gearsters, welcome to Guilty Chat. We're here today with myself, your host Nick, and our other host. Go ahead.
Oh, Robin. I didn't know I had to say my name. I thought you said my name.
You get to now, because oh, okay. I said so. But also, we got some Daredevils in here. Here comes Daredevil. First of all, we have Jintoki, Tyler.
Yo.
And then we have our other Gearster here today, Justin.
Tyler, how the hell did we get in here?
The hell?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Remember,
I don't know
either.
There
was that trail of cheese, and you followed the trail of cheese. Idiots.
Yeah, it was a trail of cheese. It was a, that doesn't work, because Justin doesn't, you know.
I was going to say, yeah, why would I follow a trail of cheese?
That's true.
But it was, you're not a... this time it was cake, but it was awesome cake. It was a rum cake.
Because yeah, that'll get me to follow the trail.
That has
cheese and rum cake.
Yeah.
Two different rum, trails.
Rum cake.
It was good cheese.
It was rum cake cheese, and though. Easter buns.
Yeah.
That's how we fooled you into it.
Tis the season for Easter bun.
Yeah. Rum cake and Easter buns. That's how we got them on the episode today. But hey, yeah, this is Guilty Chat. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody is ready for that. I wasn't gonna hold the voice the whole time, but I wanted to start with it. Also, I don't know if
you always start with it.
Yeah, I always start with it. I mean, it's the usual thing. It's just the thing. Anyway, we are here today to celebrate a momentous occasion, which is why you might have heard me open a bottle, but also why we're recording this so quickly, actually. We're trying to get this out for the new release of the new character in Guilty Gear, ABBA.
Yeah, ABBA's back!
ABBA's back in Guilty Gear Strive for the first time since Accent Core.
Yeah,
plus R, yeah. I actually don't remember off the top of my head which part of that was which part of that she was added to, but you know, do you remember that?
Other than knowing that it was Accent, I think it's Accent Core Double A. I don't.
It's Double X Accent Core Plus R. Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Cool. It's a mouthful. No, you're fine. It's fine. I was like, well, I mean, I didn't have that up either. I would have to look it up again because I forget. You know, everybody forgets things. Even hardcore Guilty Gear fans like ourselves.
Yeah. I actually had to go and, like, go look up her ending in that because I, you know, in watching her intro, I was like, huh, I don't remember her personality being like this, but it's also been years, and, you know, how the internet will just kind of muddle how a character is interpreted.
Yeah, so, that happens.
A lot of people were just like, oh yeah, she's just your uwu sick girl. And I'm like, okay, I don't remember well enough, so maybe. And then I look her up, I'm like, no, she isn't.
She's not, yeah. She's
never been that.
She's got the yandere vibes for sure.
Absolutely.
But she does act sickly. Like, there is that, but she's not, like, helpless sickly. Although sometimes it feels like it in fights until you get her stuff going, but, you know, that's a different thing. All right, so, yeah, I guess we'll go around and ask, what do you got? What do our guests think of ABBA?
Yeah.
Stop wasting my time.
She's got a whole new appearance. She's teal now.
Yeah, just like first impressions, whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to say about her.
Well, first of all, I don't think Tyler and I know what a Guilty Gear is. Why is it a gear and why is it guilty?
Okay, so we can explain that, actually.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, is this a game by Molasoft? I only know Molasoft games.
Yeah, we only know stuff that has, like, some about Zeno. The Guilty Gear doesn't even have an X in the title, so why would we know about it?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. They're basically
the same.
It has
a variety of X's.
What is a Zeno chat?
Yeah. What the hell is Monolith Soft? Please stop making things up.
All right. Jokes aside, I actually did see the ABBA trailer, and I do think she looks pretty cool. I admittedly am not as well-versed in Guilty Gear as these two other gentle folks, but I do appreciate the franchise, and a certain somebody did recently give me Guilty Gear Strive, so I gotta try that out at some point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Who knows who does that?
Deniability the podcast.
It was actually one of my secret admirers who like sent that to me. You know, I got fan mail every month.
That's not untrue.
It came in your big cartoon sack of fan mail.
Yeah, all the like art letters and stuff, and all the chocolates.
Would you say it was bullshit blazing?
It was actually a White Day gift. That's what it was.
It was a White Day gift. Yeah, that's what I've heard. It was from Daisuke himself. It was right.
I actually have the Guilty Gear White Day zine.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, I think I sent you a pin from that.
I think
or at least
you did.
I meant to, and then if I didn't, okay, good. Because I was like about to go look at my stuff, like, oh shit, did I not send it?
Justin, I am such a big fan of Zeno Chat. It influenced my writing for Guilty Gear.
That's what. Okay.
Thank you, Ishii Watari-san.
I guess, how are we feeling about the red-teal shift? Like, that's a big issue in the ABBA community.
So, I just want to put my two cents out there. I actually really like it, but you can actually choose her old colors. It's like in the new game, but the thing about her old curlers is because like the way that the especially because the way the sprites were back when in her earlier games, it's in the new colors, especially in the new graphics, especially it makes Paracelsus look like nacho cheese.
Eyes look like nacho cheese.
She dipped him in that to enhance flavor.
Pretty much. I flipped over to a stream yesterday, and somebody was playing as the original colors ABBA, and they said, somebody in chat mentioned that, and I'm like, I cannot unsee this now. He does look like nacho cheese. And then he turns all black and gooey and becomes like the goop stuff, you know, in Guilty Gear, it's like, I'm like, oh no, it ruined. The nacho cheese went bad.
No.
Oh, I didn't realize that ABBA was introduced in the beat-em-up spinoff, Isuka.
Thanks for ruining one of my questions for later.
We got other questions. We'll test you.
No, it's cool. It's cool. That was one of the only questions I had, and then Justin's like, I just looked up where... Then she premiered at Isuka. By the way, that was my first Guilty Gear game. That was the first one.
Dang.
I played. Yeah.
But you know what? For what it's worth, it didn't look like that bad of a game, though.
It's okay, so it's not. It's got like all the moves and stuff are there. It's actually a really good game. It plays a lot like Double X, you know, like that series. I mean, it's based off the same stuff and all, like, off the same engine and stuff, as far as I know. But the weird thing about it is you don't... Because it is a multiplayer beat-em-up, and it still has, like, all the inputs, you have a turn button, and that is the weirdest thing to get used to.
Oh, no, it's like Mortal Kombat Mythologies.
Yeah, you have to, like, hit the, like... I want to say, like, L or R button to turn, at least on the PC port you do, and it's... I was, like, struggling to get used to that. But, it's an interesting direction, but, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that ABBA premiered in that one, which is kind of crazy.
But yeah. We should move on to the next thing now. I guess, unless...
Does lead into, are you already familiar with ABBA? Or is this your first time ever hearing about ABBA?
I've heard of the band called ABBA.
Mamma Mia, okay. That's insane.
So that's about it.
Is that what you think we're talking about? Is my next
question. Yeah, that's a good question.
That's exactly it.
Maybe? No.
Yeah, ABBA is one of those characters I probably had seen a while back when I was just looking up random Guilty Gear characters and just didn't, like, think much of it until I saw the trailer come out recently. I was like, oh, yeah, them.
I in the lead-up, I actually had a feeling that it was going to be her. Like, the silhouette doesn't ever give away much, but there was so much talk about her making a comeback that there was, like, that was, like, a lot of people's guesses, actually. And I was
It was a very highly requested character, so...
Yeah.
It turns out, after the characters that are already in, which at this point were in Season 3 of the game, ABBA is, like, the next most requested, just about, which some people couldn't believe, but I was like, well, they already have Bridget and Baekhyun in there, so... Like, what? Who else? Like, those are, like, the top two requested, usually... And then, like, they've put, you know, so many other, like, fan favorites and such in there, like Johnny, as well as, like, a bunch of, like, newer characters and things like that, that you're just, like, you're getting to the point of either who's left or are we getting a new character? Like, I feel like there are probably more people asking for ABBA to come back in some ways than Elfelt, because, I don't know, that's hard to say, because Elfelt pissed a lot of people off in Exard. And then she was also
I am sad
a lot
that
of
she lost her rabbit motif. I did think that was cute.
Yeah, a little bit, but I like her new outfit.
Oh, better. I like it. I'm like, oh, I missed the rabbit, but that's okay.
I get that.
You missed the bunny.
I am also really happy that Elfelt was kind of given her, a little more. Like, and I won't say that she didn't have an identity of her own in Exard. I'm just. This one, she has more to do. Like, she's actually kind of doing her own thing rather than just, like, chasing after... which she still does, but just not, like, just chasing after non-existent marriage proposal thing only.
Yeah, they've definitely fleshed her out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny, because she still kind of reads pretty one-dimensional, but also, like, that's fine, kind of. Like, yeah, she had a lot going on. Let her calm the fuck down.
It works for her, yeah.
I think one of the beauties with fighting games in general is that, like, you can kind of get away with one-dimensional characters because their gameplay is what really speaks for them, I find, at least. Especially in a game like Guilty Gear, where you have characters with these really over-the-top moves. Like, I don't know. I know Guilty Gear has a pretty fleshed-out story and everything, but, like, to me, like, what really sells these characters is just watching them in motion. During a match.
I would absolutely agree. Like, personality speaks volumes through that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think about it, Tyler? Not to put you on spot too much. I just want to hear your impressions of, like, some of these characters. It doesn't even have to be about ABBA. I just want to, like, what characters in this roster, like, speak to you guys? Since you're our guest, you know, I'd like to hear
your impression.
Yeah, I mean,
like, the audience has heard our opinions over and over again, so.
Yeah.
We
only have, like, a few hundred episodes of this show, you know, so they've heard us.
They're sick of me talking about Venom. They want me to shut up.
I'm so glad that you invited us on episode 420. I really appreciate this. But yeah, I have Strive. But I've only played a little bit of Guilty Gear in the past, so I'm still pretty much a Guilty Gear baby. So I apologize.
No, you're fine.
So what Strive character? That's completely valid.
In fact,
Strive has gotten a lot of people into the series. So.
That is very true. That is very true, and it does have a comprehensive, like, in-game, like, basically an encyclopedia of what's happened in the past, too, in there, if you ever want to look at that. It's like a map set up, almost. Like a chart, actually. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
So,
I'm trying to remember the character that played as.
If you just describe, we can probably figure it out.
You are also welcome to look up the roster of, like...
Yeah, this is an open book test.
This is an open book test.
I looked it up. I like playing as Zeta 1.
Oh, that's a...
That is actually not the character I thought you were going to have anything to say about, but...
Oh, my... Is that controversial?
No, not at all.
Okay. There's no controversial answer, don't worry.
There's no non-controversial answer. Everyone that plays Guilty Gear hates every other character, except for if you... That's only if you play it to, like, you know, win and not just enjoy the characters like I do a lot of times. So I like all of them, but I also kind of hate some of them at the same time.
I also liked the guy with the fans.
Anji.
Yeah.
So, I'll put it this way. The thing about... Anji is, like, typically held in regards in this game as one of, like, the less used, kind of lower tier characters. Zato is, like, fairly high tier. I mean, it changes all the time because of the updates and stuff, but... like, Zato has always been, like, fairly high tier, but he also gets a little less play because he is incredibly complicated to use for a lot of, for most people. Like, I think a lot of people have figured a lot of this stuff out now, but that is like an inspired pick from you, especially, like, I feel like a lot of people would jump on that character and jump immediately off because he is just really difficult to kind of work with. Like, you're almost playing Astral Chain there. You got two characters.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm probably not good with him, but I like his design and his weapons. And
fair enough. Maybe,
I guess it'd be a character I'd probably work on.
Oh, yeah.
I play, yeah.
And
Anji or Zato 1?
Anji. I was okay with Zato 1 for the most part.
Wasn't sure which one you were talking about, so that's all.
Oh, gotcha.
Did you get Eddie to go shark mode for you?
No.
It's a good move. It's a good move. Eddie be like a shark and a frog and all kinds of stuff. Eddie is fun. He's the shadow, in case, you know. In case you watch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
That's the one is the man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't realize the shadow had a name. Okay.
Yeah, the shadow has a name. He's Eddie. Although in XX, Zato was dead and got taken over by Eddie.
Yes, so for a while the character looked the same, but it was captioned as Eddie.
Yeah. You know, it's actually, since you guys don't really know, it's easier to guess at what characters are coming in the new game, because one thing that you notice about Guilty Gear is that it is, as all over the place as its story can be, and as silly as it can be at times, it does follow it enough to where if the characters are going to be story relevant still, they will be, like, in the game. Like, I hate to say this, but there is a higher unlikelihood of Zappa returning as a playable character, mostly because of, well, for actually two reasons. One reason is that a lot of people did not really vibe with Zappa. I think that he was kind of just a novelty in some ways, because he is just very, like, in a game full of weird characters to play, he is a character that is even weirder for a lot of people to play.
Game full of weird characters, he was the JoJo reference.
Yeah. And the other reason is that he is not as, like, he's kind of been relegated to more of a background character in the storyline. Whereas, like, this is the Strive is the game where we got, like, some of the big players, like Happy Chaos, finally, like, making an appearance in the series as a character that was always kind of, like, roughly hinted at but never described in full, and nobody knew the true nature of, to that man being playable finally in this game in the form in his like, with his real name and everything, Asuka, which, he is a very interesting character. If you've never seen his gameplay, I would highly recommend looking it up as well, because it is like, hey, what if we put a card game player into a fighting game? I recently watched just the other day, there was like Arc World Tour just happened, actually.
Which is where ABBA got announced.
Where ABBA got announced before it, and there was a concert, which was a lot of fun to watch. It wasn't one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life, for sure. There was a lot of stumbling, but it was hilarious at times, and just really good at other times to watch. But in the Strive tournament, there was a mirror match for Asuka, and it was insane to watch, because you see people doing this at a high level, and you're like, how do they even keep up with all this stuff? Because that character, you have to not only manage your mana, you also have to play the cards, and you have like 5 cards at a time, and it's just, and it determines what spells you have, and it's crazy to do that in real time. Anyway, I digress. Full disclosure on this episode too, like, we didn't bring you guys in expecting you to know a lot of this stuff. Like, we kind of wanted to do this in a style of, I show my mom these Pokemon and ask her what she thinks they would be named, you know, that. So, feel free to give wrong answers.
Yeah, the next thing that's going to happen is we're going to call half the characters Ryu clones.
It's actually an entire game of Ryu clones.
It'd be almost difficult to do that in this game.
But Justin, same question about which character you've been vibing with, since I hear you've been recently gifted the game.
So,
doesn't mean
the obvious answer. The obvious answer would be Nagoriyuki, because I want to be him. But I actually really like Happy Chaos. I like the gunslinger gameplay. I think that's super cool and super fun. And just in general, like, I always get fascinated when characters have guns in fighting games.
It is hilarious.
Like, yeah, because it's like you have a game where people are using like their fists and swords, and then you just got a person with just a fucking gun. Like, all right. I also really like Leo Whitefang. I always really liked him. I think his weapons are just ridiculous. I love his stance.
His weapons are one of the coolest like weapon additions in a fighting game I've seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's like, what if Anfas were swords?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he would be a character I would definitely at least try to learn a bit.
He does have some interesting stance maneuvers. He's good at like getting in a lot of times as well, and he has a lot of fun dialogue during, like, he is one of those, though he is a very tortured backstory character with a very goofy disposition in a lot of fun ways, up to and including you can hold a button on his outro when he wins, and the guys bringing him the throne for him to sit in will miss and he'll fall. Also, when he loses, he'll say, "You didn't beat me, my shoe was untied," or something to that effect. "That was a fluke, my shoe was untied." I can't remember the exact, I'm paraphrasing, you know.
Yeah, those are the characters that definitely speak to me. And I mean, I actually really like a lot of the designs. Obviously, Baiken, super cool. I really like Mei, Milia. Like, this franchise is just kind of like a gold mine of just really, really like out there designs, but also like really intriguing and really unique. So like, I always have had a lot of respect for Guilty Gear.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'll add about Nagoriyuki, well, I love Nagoriyuki's mask like a lot, but I was also going to say, like, one thing that's funny is in his taunt, he pulls out Onigiri and starts eating Onigiri.
Nagoriyuki is very good. There is a Tumblr artist who posts a daily Nagoriyuki drawing. And mad respect for just being able to pull off a daily drawing. Even, like,
yeah, for real.
They're like simple and cute, but it's daily. It's still impressive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but you know, it's also just like a really quick little serotonin boost of like, let me go see the daily Nagoriyuki.
Yeah. So actually, question, since you mentioned taunts, do any characters in Guilty Gear have taunts that deal damage?
Yes, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of which ones off the top of my head. Very little, but it's been a while since I've done all of them. I think that Let me like double.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Like,
yeah,
because off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember because I've not done all their taunts in a while. But I was just like, oh,
it does
man,
feel very Faust to have a taunt that would do damage.
Because I always love it in some fighting games where characters have that, like Sakura and Street Fighter games. And if you're really good in like Street Fighter Alpha, you could like end a custom combo with her taunt. And then
that,
yeah,
and Sean. Sean is always,
yes. Yeah, yeah. Like... That.
Oh, that's that... right. I forgot to mention, taunting does give the opponent tension, like, which is like it's their gauge, you know. It's one of their gauges.
Mm-hmm. One of the 900 gauges going on there.
Depending on which character you pick, you'll get more or less gauges. Most of them have a gauge, and then like there's slightly more hidden systems. Like, well, actually, the risk gauge isn't really hidden anymore. But it's a base. The risk gauge is similar to like a stun gauge, but it's it determines like damage output. Like, the longer you block, the more your risk builds up, the more damage you'll take whenever that's up. And that's kind of like something you also keep track of in all these games. The risk gauge has been in Guilty Gear for ever.
You're still looking up the taunt thing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm looking to see if I can remember if any of them in particular actually dealt.
No, that's fine. I was just going to give a short story.
Yeah, go for it. Do your thing.
Of relating back to ABBA, the way I got into Guilty Gear was actually like there was a sprite comic a billion and 2 years ago, and I really liked the designs of all the characters, but ABBA notably stood out to me, and I'm like, what the hell is she from? She looks cool as hell. And that was what brought me into looking at Guilty Gear. And I realize now that story was not actually long enough to let you finish looking up what you needed to look up.
I'm trying to think when I first discovered Guilty Gear. I think like it was just a franchise I had always heard about, but I didn't really know many people who played it. And I do recall seeing the sprites a lot. Like, they were very popular on the internet, and especially in Mugen. I used to often see Guilty Gear characters get ported into Mugen.
Oh, I would a lot, too.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of, like, what put Guilty Gear on the map for me, or at least, like, got me somewhat familiar with some of the characters. But, yeah, like, I do find it interesting, because I feel like Guilty Gear is one of those franchises that definitely had a following, but it's not until, like, more recently, like, with Strive, and actually, I would argue when XR came out was when I started seeing a lot more mainstream attention for that franchise. Like, I started knowing more people playing Guilty Gear, whereas before, I couldn't tell you a single person who owned the game, much less played it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Exard was a big point for it, too, because their big shift to 3D was impressive in more ways than one, because they... crazily enough, Arc System Works sort of like pioneered like this particular use of cel shading and the way they do their, because they had to brute force the engine, the Unreal Engine that they were using, to work in the way that they did to get it to do that. And there's a really good, it's long, but there's a really good GDC talk from them about like how they did it, because it was something nobody had ever seen done that way before. To the layman, it's not like a huge, but like the biggest thing, like, cause you don't know, but to anyone like invested in game design of, especially of that style, like it's a very big, or like animation in general, like it's a very, very interesting like thing to look into, because that wasn't like in a lot of games where you can just like, oh, you set up a light source here and this reacts this way. It was like, no, we had to like go in and modify all the shadows to work the way they do and work differently from what's the normal, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like Guilty Gear, what it's become today is pretty much like, it's filling that same void that Darkstalkers used to fill in like the 90s. And I feel like had Darkstalkers continued, it probably would have been like Guilty Gear.
honestly, Darkstalker should have continued to.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that. But I'm saying that because it didn't, it's. Yeah. I think it kind of like paved the way for Guilty Gear to kind of fill that niche.
Yeah, I think so.
Wild, crazy characters. Tyler, how did you stumble across Guilty Gear?
Wait
for Nick to look up his answer.
I would sometimes see it to rent at like a video game store.
Yeah.
But I kind of stayed away from it for the most part. I feel like maybe we rented it once, but the disc was scratched, so I didn't really play it much.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know it's not technically related, but I did play a lot of the Blaze Blue games. Like, from playing those, I kind of heard about Guilty Gear, back to Guilty Gear. And it's kind of similar in the way that it has, like, ridiculous characters and kind of, like, a very complex story for, like, a fighting game. Which was the thing I liked about Blaze Blue is, like, basically it was, like, a visual novel with fighting game minigame thrown in there. It
definitely is.
Yeah.
No, go on.
I'm pretty much done.
Oh, you're good. Yeah.
Not a problem. Yeah. And then, yeah, as you guys were saying, Arc System Works has done with their recent fighting games, they're just visually stunning, so I definitely love what they've done with all of their different fighting games.
You still need me to buy you more time?
I was trying to remember if anything specifically, because there's just like a lot of different taunts and stuff, but I can't really confirm that any of them off the top of my head, at least in Strive, do damage, but they do raise tension, like I said earlier. For some reason, I was thinking there was one, and each of the characters have at least two taunts also, which doesn't help things. So for me to like pick out, oh yeah, this character off the top of my head, that doesn't always like, I don't know if any of them in Strive at least have a taunt that deals damage. It's
maybe our listeners know.
They probably do. I can't, but yeah, like that's not. As much as I wish I could be, I'm not that much of an encyclopedia of that. But there are definitely some moves that feel like they could have been taunts. And yeah, like there's definitely stuff that does a few things that are similar enough, but it's not, I don't think that most of the taunts, actually the big thing about the taunts in this game is if you want just like some character moments or like weird like little backstory segues, or like not even segues but like asides, I guess, that is certainly a good way to get them at times, because you'll get dialogue you don't always expect from some of the taunts, because some of the taunts are just long, as if they were like, oh yeah, they expected you to really just go into the training mode and like check it out and see what they say, because there's some of Ramlethal's taunts that are just a full-on conversation and things like that.
So, how is it?
How is what?
You know, sudden with the humans. You good with that? No regrets?
Why do you ask?
Okay. Let me put it another way. Do you ever feel lonely?
I do.
Huh?
Kai, Sin, Dizzy, Nelfelt. When I can't see them, I get very lonely.
Danger.
I never used to feel this way when I was alone.
That's what I used to do in Smash with the codec calls, and then they took it a step further. Well, it started with the Star Fox ones, and then they took it a step further with the codec calls with Snake, and then they had the Kid Icarus ones in some of the later Smash games.
Yeah, it's
always
to
nice
that.
To have like little character building like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's some taunts that are definitely just like the character does a quick little thing, and then there are other taunts where the character like pulls out a thing, and until you interrupt the taunt, they just keep going. Like they keep talking, or they do this. Like Nagoriyuki will pull out the onigiri and he'll give you a full, like, a full-on, like, description of the health benefits of it and things like that.
A single serving of onigiri provides energy, carbohydrates, protein, fat, calcium, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, iron, zinc, and fiber. One can add fillings to include additional sources of nutrients to their liking.
There's, like I said, there's ones where Ramlethal will, like, talk with Lucifero for at length, just have, like, a full-on conversation. There's stuff where you'll just hear, like, Leo go on about some things, too, you know.
Late night love letter. Gum under shoe. Farting in class. You want me to document that?
There's a bunch of characters that do stuff like that whenever you hit their taunt button on a, like, certain times. They'll just, yeah. They'll go off about stuff.
This is unpleasant. Worse yet, it's disappointing.
And also, like, you get little bits at times in win quotes and just, like, in start of the game quotes from characters, like, depending on what character you choose. There's a lot of them that they don't have, like, a specific thing. They just say whatever. But, like, you can tell that at least, like, the opening quotes, they had specifically, like, had dialogue recorded for certain matchups and made most of it, like, accordingly. One that I really enjoy now is, like, Elfelt and Ramlethal matchup. They're, although that matchup has become much more difficult for me because of the way Elfelt works in this game. A character with guns that is very rushed down and has, like, a lot of things that, like, very easily combo into each other now is what Elfelt does. And, but, like, it's really funny hearing the stuff she says to Ram. Because they are sisters, and so she'll just be like, "You're still coming to my show, right?" And things like that. When you beat her.
"You'll still come to my show, right?"
Slap.
But yeah.
That's the
best I got for you right now. If I find some stuff later, I am sorry. Maybe I'll edit that in if I find it.
Well, I mean, I know that you were kind of in the winding down phase. I think there are two very important ones. On this sheet that we want to go over, one of which I think would make for a better ending. So first, Justin, could you explain the backyard to me?
The what?
The backyard.
What's the backyard?
Yeah, explain the back. Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
You
explain.
Look
out your window.
If you'd like, you can explain it in like your Xeno terms.
Yeah, you can explain it in Xenogears terms. That's fine.
Yeah, in Xenogears terms, yeah, especially.
I don't even know what the backyard is in Xenogears.
You know, the backyard.
Oh, you know.
I, you know what? You're right.
Should I give the answer?
You could explain it in Xenosaga terms. That way, if that's easier.
I was going to say Xenogears terms. It'd be similar to, like, the higher plane, right?
Yeah, it'd be similar to the higher plane. Similar to if we're going off of the Xenosaga, it might be easier to, you know, the imaginary number realm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's essentially the backyard.
Yeah.
But kind of more hostile.
Yeah.
What?
The backyard isn't quite as hostile as the imaginary number realm ends up being.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That is true.
It seems much more neutral until you utilize it to make it bad.
Well, I mean, if you don't have, like, a significant amount of mana, you can't even exist in the backyard.
Yeah,
so
that's also.
So.
Oh, do you know what they're talking about right now?
The backyard.
I was just looking out the window to my backyard. I don't. It's like everything looks
fancy
fine.
Fancy pants over here with this backyard. You know what my backyard is? It's my neighbor's apartment. You fuck.
Well, you got that little courtyard out there. You know.
That's true. I do have a courtyard, but that's kind of my front yard.
Are there any squirrels?
Yes, there are squirrels. My cats like those.
Cool.
Hostile squirrels.
Hostile squirrels. Yeah, they'll tear your eyes out if you walk out there.
I'm harvesting nuts over here. Fuck off.
So, Is there necessarily, like, a discrepancy between the story of Zeno and the story of Guilty Gear?
To say, there might be a necessary discrepancy.
There might be. There might be.
Yeah.
The one might be written very differently than the other, and just totally...
It might relate to how one of them, the story has to be told as a fighting game, and the other one, the story is told as an RPG.
Also, tonally, one like, Guilty Gear definitely goes very Rule of Cool versus Zeno going very much more... Well, I mean, it's still...
It still goes pretty cool. It does have a bunch
but
of
it,
robots
it's
like, into a bigger robot.
But yeah. but it also is very, hey, we're going to actually, like, describe all this stuff out, whereas Guilty Gear is just going to be like, you can figure out the in-between a little bit more. I'll put it that way.
Arc System Works made a Zeno fighting game.
Oh, that would be so good.
I would love that. I would love that.
That'd be wonderful.
But that's not what this show's about.
No, I mean, what the fuck is Zeno Gears?
Yeah.
Saga, Blade, Verse. But if we're about ready to wrap up, I will ask a final question of everybody.
You're gonna have to get your. You're gonna have to get your mind out of the sewers from Zeno Gears. There you go.
Like, those fucking sewers.
Fucking sewers.
Anyways, Robin, go on.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
So, we can just go around, but obviously they just announced ABBA. We have one more character for this season. I don't believe there's going to be a season 4?
They actually just announced that, too.
Oh, season 4?
Yes, they did.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, I knew they were going...
Gonna get a full roster at this point. Never fucking mind.
If you know how fighting games work now that they're doing like this season DLC thing, which I think works great for fighting games. Like, I understand naysayers to DLC, but this is like fighting games are essentially a live service sort of type of game, and they work well like this, so you don't have to rebuy the whole fucking game again. You know.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of those cases in which I think that this is actually the preferred method, because back when we had to rebuy the fighting game for the 5 more characters,
yeah,
now we just buy a DLC. Yeah, exactly. You have to rebuy Street Fighter 2 like 6 times or more, and it's like, no, this actually works out well, so like, I mean that's just my opinion, bro. Mm-hmm. But
right. Well, this, but I can still ask everybody, who do you think will be the final fighter for season 3?
Yeah.
So Nick, if you want to start to allow people to copy your answer when they don't have one.
Who do I think the last fighter for season 3 will be? That is a good question. Like, you know, like I said I don't think that Zappa, but I'm not completely ruling out Zappa. I think if they do Aerials, it will probably be later, but I don't know if there's a reason to without another, like, potentially, like, another story addition. I'm gonna say Jam.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw Jam out there. I think Jam can return anytime, you know?
Yeah, she is pretty easy to just pull in and pull out as needed.
Because her story just, like, coincides very coincidentally all the time.
Yeah, just, she needs money. She doesn't need money.
Yeah, just destroy another restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, like, she's already been shown technically in the game. So, like... So, yeah, like, I could see Jam being... And Jam is a fairly big favorite, too, so... Then again, the only reason I have my doubts about Jam is we just had 2 female characters in a row, and usually they kind of like round it out a bit more than that. But who knows? I'm not sure, but I'm
just Johnny and the ladies.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Jam for now, because Jam could very unless they're gonna get the hype up for season 4 by announcing Jam at the start of it. I could very much see it being Jam. Maybe they'll make a new character up and add like some story thing to bring them in, but it's hard to say at this point.
I would obviously love for Venom to come back, but Venom's story is kind of wrapped up, and with it, Robokai's story. But I would adore them to come back as, like, a single unit. That would be great.
I agree with that. I think that would be amazing. And also, like, Venom holds, like, such an interesting style of fighting that, like, would really add to... Especially, like, in this game, I would love to see the way they make him work in this.
But since I don't... Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, maybe they can make, like, Robokai do, like, not only some assisting stuff with that, but also be, like, instead of one of the pool balls, it'd be, like, Robokai's
head. Yes. Yes, I was going to say, like, for his special, he just, like, shoots Robokai's head with this pool cue.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be so good. Sadly, I don't think Venom's likely. However, since we're going by, like, characters who are highly requested, Fanny, get her off the Wonder Swan and into the 3D.
That's true. That's true. I'm just going to say this. Let Venom cook.
Let him bake. Venom was another, like, character that I immediately just loved upon seeing the design.
Yeah, Venom is very good.
Yeah, I adore Venom.
You say Zappa is the JoJo reference, Venom is the true JoJo reference.
I mean, a lot of them are accidental JoJo references. I think Zappa was deliberately a JoJo reference.
I think a lot of them were more deliberate than you think, but yeah.
Aggressively a JoJo reference.
Mm-hmm.
His appearance, the idea that he fights with ghosts, like, everything about Zappa was, like, meant to evoke JoJo.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all I mean. I'm not saying the other ones can't have elements of JoJo. I'm saying Zappa is, like, that's his blood.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
Justin, who do you think will be next?
So, I want it to be Geese Howard, but I know it's going to be Dizzy.
Yeah, I was going to say Dizzy was another guess of mine, and I thought about it just now. I was like, oh yeah, Dizzy. Come on,
Geese Howard and Guilty Gear. Wouldn't that be funny?
It would be great. They'd have to find a way to get him in the story, but Tekken did it, so why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's Noctis.
Honestly, it would be great to see, like, I don't hate Dizzy's design. This is going to make it sound like, oh, I hate Dizzy's design, but it would be great to see, like, a more mature, more clothed Dizzy.
Oh, boy.
Like, again, I don't hate her design.
Watch the story.
Because I just know that, like, they'll probably give Dizzy, like, a more modest outfit, and it'll look really cool. But you just know people are going to.
Everyone's
going to
get
sold.
It's Guilty Gear. At this point, everything Guilty Gear does gets people mad.
Yeah, cool. Like, I still remember how much people got upset about May.
Well, I love May's new design, but also, like, Dizzy already got a more modest outfit in the last game, and it's still not that modest.
Yeah.
But I do like it better than her old one.
Yeah, and again, I don't hate her design. I think she looks cute. I get it. It just would be, you know.
It'd be nice.
Look, I'm saying her son's in the game. Maybe just let her cover up a little more.
Her son was in the last game, too.
I know.
But he also...
Give her a sweater.
He'll also drink pond water if there's sugar in it. So, you know, it doesn't really matter as much. He's like... that's just what people are,
I'm saying let her be a MILF, damn it.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I'm totally with that. She's the... We need the magical girl back. But I agree. Dizzy is a high likelihood. I think Dizzy might actually be more likely than Jam.
Yeah. Or Dizzy might start off Season 4.
Yeah, I definitely expect Dizzy to be announced soon. I mean, she's a popular character. She got the frickin' Nendoroid.
She got the first Nendoroid.
She did.
There you go. Like,
you don't even have that soul of Nendoroid yet.
Yeah, I can't see them not doing Dizzy at some point. I'd be really, really, really surprised.
Oh, Dizzy's one of the big guns they're saving, for sure. Like, I do not doubt she will kick off Season 4. That's one of the biggest reasons I don't think she'll be at the end of this season, is because I feel like she'll be, if anything, I feel like she'll kick off Season 4 because... That's when you got to get the buyers in, for real.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you got to get people that are like, oh, I want that next DLC. It's got Dizzy, you know? Because they started out off, like, the second season with Baiken. Nobody thought... They started off, what... Yeah, it was Baiken. Or no. I take that back. It was Bridget. was Bridget.
And that got, like, doubled their fan base.
Viking was the end of the first season, I think. Yeah, it was, like, Bridget, it was Bridget, and I was like, oh, yeah, Bridget is still... Not only is Bridget still one of the most popular characters in the game, Bridget, the song, her song is, like, number two at all times on the Arc System Works Spotify list, like,
it's
in terms
good
of...
song. I mean, like, all the songs slap. Very quickly saying ABBA song slap. I don't know if I remember to mention that.
Yeah, I meant to bring that up a little bit, too. I'm a huge sucker for anything with, like, a good piano part, too, and, mm-hmm. like, they really hit with this one on that. And just, like, mixing in the techno bits to it also is, like, super cool. Which...
It's...
I meant to actually talk a bit about this before we ended this episode. I don't want to, like, hold off too long because I know
Jin... How about you put a pin in that, Jin gives his answer, yeah. and then you go.
Yeah.
Just to keep everything nice and segmented
tidy
nicely.
And tidy, yeah,
yes. Yes. So, Tyler, who is going to be next? Remember, you can't steal an answer, and I will think it's unique.
And you can also look up the entire list of Guilty Gear characters if you want.
I'm just going to say it's going to be 2B from Nier Automata.
Ooh, that would be a good choice.
I actually almost said that, but she did make it into Grand Blue, so I don't know if she's going to do it in...
Yeah, but she's also been in Tekken, so she can be everywhere.
Yeah, just put her in all of them. Put her in Mortal Kombat. Fuck it.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
That'd actually be pretty funny to see her in Mortal Kombat.
I'd actually really like it if she's in Smash Brothers.
Okay. Yeah. Other question. What's the most unlikely character to come back?
I'm going to make a particular person on the internet sad and say Holy Order Soul.
You made a lot of people sad saying that. I don't think he will either.
I'm going to just say the most controversial thing to make people angry.
I don't think he will either, but I think it's more likely than Cliff Unson.
I also think it's more likely than if they decide to make Dr. Baldhead a different character.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even consider that because he's Faust, but... Cliff Anderson is
that he briefly
probably
was a different character, though. I'm like, oh, wait.
Probably the least likely. I feel like him and... I don't know if they'll... I can't see them bringing Justice back, but that'd be really cool if they did.
Justice feels like a character that they bring back when they're like, okay, we're not updating the game anymore. Here's your last update. Bye.
That's how I
Sayonara,
feel about...
you weeaboo shits.
That's how I feel about Aerials. actually, no, I take it back. Least likely character to bring back, which was never a fighter in the first place. Leo Paladin. Which, if you guys don't know who that is, I highly urge you to look him up. It's one of the weirdest... character? Designs I think I've seen for just about anything. You know what?
What the fuck am I looking at?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like, that doesn't sound quite familiar. What the hell is this? I kind of love it because it's weird as hell.
I do too. That was one of the things that actually, like, turned my attention even more towards Guilty Gear because of how weird that thing looks, but...
That is bizarre.
Yep.
Anyway, you're right. That's really unlikely to come into the game, though.
So, just to name off every single character in the predictions list I can, if they wanted to round it out with a guy character, they could always bring Answer back, or they could bring Raven back. I kind of doubt Raven.
I would love Raven.
I kind of doubt Raven, but I would love to see him. I would love to see him come back. But yeah, I really feel like Jam's coming at some point. Jam's going to be in that game.
Slayer, I feel like, is another good, maybe he'll come back. Because I know he's another popular one.
Yeah. Very true, very true.
He's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I just completely blanked on Slayer for a bit there. Honestly, that'd be the perfect way to end this season. Do Slayer. Bring Slayer back. You've got Nago. There's like...
Honestly, like, there's no character where if you suggest them, I'm going to say no.
There's several
like, no,
characters that... If they were worried about him teleporting or being a vampire, there's several characters that already do that. They could bring Slayer back. We would love it. Everybody would love it. There's actually no reason not to bring Slayer back.
Yeah, and like I'm looking at the roster, like, is there anybody that I hate? And I'm like, no, all of these are good. Bring them all back. Fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah. No, I could absolutely
make
see
Roger
Slayer.
His own character. Sure. Fuck it. I love it.
Yeah. I could absolutely see Slayer coming back. Big Slayer's wife a character.
Oh, yeah, bring Sharon.
There's Sharon in there, yeah. Anyway, yeah, we should wrap up soon.
So you just wanted to talk about the theme real quick?
Not the theme so much. I wanted to talk about ABBA just a bit because, like,
absolutely.
We talked about, like, ABBA's, personality, and, I guess we hadn't mentioned that ABBA is a homunculus, like, from a factory, and, like, the only love she knows is for Paracelsus, her key, that she
just assumed everybody knew that.
Well, I mean, she does. But for the newcomers, we've got our guests here, you know, they need to know these things.
Yeah, they knew that. Didn't they do their homework?
No. I saw a picture, and it was like, okay, that key, is it sentient?
Yes, he is. In fact, as I was looking at Twitter today, and somebody said Paracelsus might be the most normal character in Guilty Gear because he's just like very level headed, and everybody else has just lost their minds for the most part, or is just a tortured soul. And Paracelsus is like, the only thing that tortures him is that he's in a kind of abusive relationship, but you know. It's for the funny.
It is for the funny. Also, his teeth got sharper in the new edition. I'm sorry, flatter. They were pointier.
Yeah, they're flat. He does follow some of the Guilty Gear likes making really rounded, weird mascot-y things at times with like a tortured look to their faces, and I kind of love that about it. But yeah, like I think he's got a very strong design. I do like he's got the little flaps that wrap around that are kind of like his hair and stuff,
yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
And they flow in the wind. But the other thing about ABBA is the way, for those interested, ABBA is very much a rushdown character. Her thing is to get in, do a bunch of heavy attacks. If you want like that heavy like feeling swing of things like Gold Lewis has a bit, but you don't want like the extra like spy gadgets that fly around and shit. She's got some of that to her, but the thing is, she is very like, she lugs around a heavy key. It's very slow and normal, but she has an install, which for you guys, just in case, install means she changes modes. So when she's out of install, her mobility is horrible, honestly. It's like, she's got really short dashes, she cannot run, like, her run speed in normal is like, she's dragging the key, so it's like, most characters' walk speed, it feels like, at times. But then you get her into, like, you build up her meter and get her to go into install mode, which is not as hard for her, to be fair. Like, they give you a lot of tools that build it. She's also got, like, the Sora Kingdom Hearts Keyblade thing with its key grab, and she like gets a lot of meter from that. It's really funny to see it too, because she'll like stab the key into them and like pull it out, and she gets like all this meter. But once you get that meter built up, you can use it, you can activate it whenever after it's past a certain point. But if it's full, it will sometimes automatically like activate anyway for you, just so you can use it. But she can run really fast, she can just like chain lots of moves into each other. She basically goes beast mode. So, hey, you've played, Justin, you've played Yakuza, you like the, you know, you've played Yakuza 0, you like the beast thing. Just imagine like a little bit like that, except for with the giant key in a fighting game. And you can just, so yeah, like her install is like what it's all about. It's like everything about her is getting your meter up with normal stuff so that you can really get in there and do some damage, because whenever she's not install, she's like on the struggle bus a little bit, but when she is in install mode, she can do some really good stuff, and it's really nice. So that's just a rundown of how ABBA plays for, like, roughly. It's not extensive. If you want extensive stuff, look up dustloop.com. It's the wiki. It tells you exactly how every move works and the frame data. Of course, you fans know that. You Gearsters know that. You've been here.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
We've talked about this, mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, any closing thoughts from our guests on just anything? Anything you guys want to mention or talk about before we call this episode good?
Guilty Gear kind of based, not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think we can all agree with that. Am I right? Am I right, Daredevils? We're changing your names all the time.
New moniker every episode.
Every episode.
Any closing thoughts from you, Tyler?
I definitely want to get into it. I mean, just the story sounds interesting, but also with all the years and years of games, it's kind of intimidating. Is there like a good, like, I guess Strive is somewhat of a good entry point?
Strive is actually a great entry point and a great guide, because it's definitely more user-friendly in a lot of ways compared to the older ones, but it also has, like, I think I mentioned to you before, but it does have, like, a built-in framework of past entries that kind of give you just, like, the... I mean, as much as you can condense this story into a, hey, here's what happened in the past, it does a good job of that. Other than that, it's... Like, to be fair, there's a lot of stuff in the earlier games where it's like a tournament set up and you just get little bits and pieces from the actual game itself, and there was a lot of side content around it that gave you the missing pieces. So imagine when you played Final Fantasy 15 a little bit. So the older games, we have to scrub this from drama CDs and like comics and things like that. But yeah, like Exard and Strive got to where they were really including lots more story stuff, and that's where things really take off.
And the story for Exard is on YouTube, right?
Yes, you can actually the story for both. You can.
Oh, nice.
Arc System Works officially posts all their story stuff on YouTube.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, if you just want to watch everything and not watch it through the game or whatever, you can just watch it all for free on YouTube anytime. It's on their official channels. In fact, also, posted the entirety of every bit of the Guilty Gear Xrd story stuff on YouTube just before Strive released to get people who are invested in that ready to play it and like hyped and everything like that. So it should still be there.
See that, folks? You can really be a huge fan of Guilty Gear without ever playing the game.
You don't have to touch it.
I would do that. A weird thing to say.
The Guilty Gear Xrd becomes like a lightly animated visual novel, and Strive becomes like it's actually way better animated visual novel. It's still got some hiccups here and there because like it's not they're not film directors, they're not anime directors. They make a game at the end of the day, and they have a smaller budget than a lot of places do, but it does a pretty damn good job. I would say, like, XR definitely feels more like playing a visual novel. Strive feels like a little bit more like a movie.
Also, on a similar note, very recently the new wiki that is not affiliated with fandom launched. That's just guiltygear.wiki.gg.
Oh, good.
If you want to go check out a wiki that doesn't look like bombard you with 9,000 ads and is completely impossible to look at.
And if you really like looking at frame data and want to learn every character's moves and how exactly they work, like I said, dustloop.com. It's great. It's like the best resource for Guilty Gear, like playing the actual game you can find. Truly is. I was looking up a few things on there for this episode, in fact, just to be sure on the taunt thing, because I was like, oh, I think there's one, but I would have to look through every character to realistically find that again, but I do know it raises tension, so there you go.
Alright. I think that'll do it for this episode, Gearsters.
I do believe so. Thank everybody.
Gear on, Gearsters.
Yeah, gear on. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back to you next time. You know when that is.
Well, you know when we update.
You know when we update. You guys.
You know our schedule. We don't got to tell you every time.
Yeah,
check
we don't
have
to
on the Patreon that we have.
We'll see you guys next year then. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, we do this more than that, obviously.
Obviously.
Bye.
All right. See you, everybody.
I was looking for my unrecord button, and then I'm like, that's not a thing.
Wow, that sounds bullshit blazing.
You still want some dog shit?
Okay, we're recording. As far as, the other audio elements go, that's just going to be what I added in.
To zoom in on this, I'm an old man and require everything to be at 200%.
So who's going to start the episode?
That's what I was going to ask Bot. It was like, who wants to take the lead here? Like, who wants to count us off and everything like that? Shit.
So I can count you guys off. I just need somebody
All right, and the other question is, are we saying Xeno Chat or Guilty Chat?
Oh, we're saying Guilty Chat.
Chat. This is your podcast.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if we were doing the thing where we pretend there's absolutely nothing wrong, despite the fact that clearly something's wrong.
Oh, okay. I'll take the lead. You guys can count me off, but I will take the lead on this episode. I think I have a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. So
make sure you say Gearsters at least once.
I will. I will definitely.
Okay, I'm going to count you guys off. And I'm going to start right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, Gearsters, and welcome to Guilty Chat. We've got myself, Nick. We've got Robin. And here comes Daredevil, who are our guests on the show today.
I think you gotta introduce them, buddy.
We'll start with... Yeah, you're right! Damn it! Let's start over!
I was about to raise my hand and say my name, but
I was just gonna let you guys go, but then I realized, oh, I should actually call your names out. Well, that was the rehearsal, so...
Yeah, all right. I like the direction. Okay.
Yeah.
I like the energy. It's
good. I can replicate this.
Okay.
We'll
so,
edit it in post.
You're gonna edit this apparently.
Yeah, I'll edit it. I'll edit it out. No.
Okay.
No, I'll just start over, honestly.
Okay,
Want me to count you down again?
I'm nervous. Hold on, let me get a drink of water.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that.
Water, there's your problem.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Let me pour a drink of whiskey.
I got a drink of whiskey.
I had the cup ready to go at least.
I'll be drinking in a little bit.
Actually, wait. I'm not going to start
just yet. I'll have my second whiskey when you stream, but I was like, I'm recording. I'll pour one now. I've just been sipping on it very slowly.
Fair enough. That's what I'm going to do anyway. All right, you can count me off.
The problem is that it has flavor, so I'm just like, what if I keep sipping?
True.
No, because then you won't have it. Stop.
Huh? Won't have what?
I won't have my drink if I keep drinking my drink.
Oh, that. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Anyway, yeah, go ahead and count me off.
All right. 3, 2, 1, and go.